Thus I have heard. One time the blessed one was born in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain, a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the blessed one was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of the Nama called the found appearance. At the same time, the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen truly in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell on the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not the suffering. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate para gate para sam gate odi soha. Shariputra, this is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva trained in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Prabhu Avalokiteshvara, that he spoke well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Nyeje do ga le ban zin, kan da
Thank you. 당가서 대전에 시바나 이 도박균로 따봤으나래 균로 주봤으나데 개체 모르고 왔으나다. 어 라니 이 균로 세네래 라니 이 선바데 간대질래 내도 어 네 라니 이 선바데 마로바질래 내도야나 라니 이 선바데 이니 개성이 몽올래주 개시 개성이 몽올래주 마토나야 선바데 땅형이 몽올래자 그래라다 도마.
So As we do our usual with regard to adjusting the proper motivations, it is extremely important to have the proper motivations by probing into one's mind what state of mind that we possess now. If our mind is overwhelmed by some sort of the negative thoughts or the discursive thoughts, of course, that needs to be adjusted into the positive one, if possible. Or if it is not possible, at least our mind, we want to make sure that our mind is in the neutral state. So when we listen to the teachings.
Ranigi Karachi to Tai in the Yana Megioz, Yana Gioa, Tenduki Mena Yana Ranigi Milben, not testing in Giroas, Roa. Tenduji then Tanga Karachi Gores, Roa, Tanga Devasing in the Dugres, and Rani Rani Lhosan of Gitana, Sembala Pay Chiris.
So once that we have made sure that our mind, our mental continuum of the mind stream is in the state of the neutrality, then the question would arise, then what we are supposed to do. So we just reflect on one's own mind and what kind of, the action or the chore that we are engaging in. It's very crucial to, develop the proper motivations to engaging in the acts that really accords with, some positive or the wholesome actions. The one should remind oneself, by congregating in the this shrine room, that what purpose that we are here. So we should really recall ourselves that we are, engaging in the action which is, wholesome. So the reason why we are congregating here in this shrine room and particularly listening to the Dharma, as the main purpose that we should remind ourselves is to fulfill our aspiration. That is for desire to achieve the happiness and shun pain or suffering.
So
with regard to attaining the happiness that we all aspire, we want to make sure that we cognize what the proper courses that we need to adopt in order for us to be happy. So that is, after the reflections, then what we find is the spirituality, which would teach the transformation of our negative state of mind.
kare chen na ma jen na ruwa yara uta gongshi zongbo tuntui jen jabi tuanda la ngune chuwa sengi chide ngay pato che gogo re ruwa jibu tamba sanji ma jib tena jibu tamba sena re kaza chiba che sanji ma cheba ruwa rangjin sanji tangji ki tuan zhungi ki sanji ma cheba tisa chuwa sengi tila ini lani tu ne chungjo jire sha ngane nga la tena ki jingwa chi yung na rinyo ro chana ngane nga jiwa la ngane nga rwa ki chekin da se do chi rangji la ya boban do chi che china.
So in order for us to acquire all the proper causes and conditions that give rise to the one's happiness, it is very important to reflect on the how the past Buddhas and Bodhisattvas have acquired the proper causes and conditions. So when we talk about acquiring the proper causes and conditions, obviously we need to remind ourselves of for what purpose that we are doing it. You know, that the purpose is, it's very evident that that our main goal or our scope is to be polite persons and make sure that our, that you know, activities that we carry out in our daily lives are in accord with the Dharma, which is Dharma in this context, the transformation of one's mind into the positive state of mind. Or the wholesome
state of mind.
So with these kind of the recognitions that the proper causes that needs to be adopted in order for us to lead our life an ethical, the sound way of life, you know, it is a very helpful to pray for the Buddha that may I be able to adopt all the good qualities, you know, imagining or the visualizing that the Buddha is here in front of you in a real, in person. So let us visualize the Buddha in front of you.
So
after that we have developed the proper motivations. And now, with respect to the teaching that we are listening to and then having a discourse with, is the great treatise on the stages of path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa. So you may wonder why the Buddhism or the Dharma is very assimilating, stimulating into the society, and you know why
가르치는 손발이었어.
Okay. 이제 가르치는. The why the you know the such teachings or the dharma was taught by the Shakyamuni Buddha.
다제 때문에 사제 두 번 도망 가서는 이게 대화도 동행면데 뒤지 강에 몸보지 체내로 대화 좋다도 동행 세다라 아니 갈래전에 강조 두 번냐 두 번랑 질에 투네 아니 당고버도 봐 상제 되네 아니 나 도마 동행 대바 대화 면데 가서 대화 대로 동행 면데 얘데 아니 저런서 집어지 자리 아니 녀 녀래 전에 안 들리지 종송 저런서 니랑 가는 쇼다 하세네 아니 송샤주 지레서
The manner by which the Buddha taught the Dharma or the Buddhism, that with the recognition that the Buddha himself was the in the beginning, he was just like ordinary people like us, those who aspire to happiness and shun pain or suffering. So with that kind of recognition, he seek for what the path that may leads to the enlightenment, where there would be kind of suffering, and all the qualities are assembled, and this is how the Buddha, Buddha pursued his spiritual path, which led him to be the state of enlightenment, and so these kind of the path to enlightenment that he adopted. By means of eliminating all the negativities and adopted all the positive or the wholesome acts, then he show that particular path that he has gained or the travel through to us. What the Buddha taught was, so if you are really aspire for the happiness, and this is the path that I show to you. So this kind of teaching was originally taught by the Shakyamuni Buddha.
근데 산제기 선바에는 추연들 가르치와 추연에 maybe 치와 가르여됐어서나 아니 좀 뭐를 따먹어 근데 찍고를 따네 아니 로아 맞어 가르쳐 볼까 갈라는 맛은 이게 사초초에서 라이 바나다 추지 치와.
So then you may wonder what the peculiar qualities to the Buddhist teachings. So unlike the other the spiritual traditions, the Buddha has shown us such teachings which would lead the ordinary beings into the state of enlightenment. And when you talk about the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment by Lama Tsongkhapa, the origin of which was, emerged from the Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings, it has all the necessary or the key components or the key meanings of all the scriptural teachings. These particular teachings has such qualities that if you really study and put that teachings into the practices, you may not probably need any other the teachings. You may not need to study any other teachings.
영예의 행위나 가르쳐서는 자기 전부 거래라다.
Whether you are the listener of the such teachings or the expound that particular teachings, the what key element that needs to be there at the first place would be, you should have the very, the great scope.
로탑 전부로 간장에 강강에 제게 있어야지. 로아, 이게 천안서 강가 이동해 등에 세바 제인, 대유치 등에 추 제인, 이게 추 시에게 있어.
And one should have the great scope, along with the enthusiasm, to be able to study, learn, and then practice, oneself. So in order to, eliminate the sufferings of others.
투는 마 투는 로아. 생각지 제다 매년에 편에 매년에 가까이 돼 돈이 매년에 편을 들라다 로 센터 대체 손. 예수제 당직이 더 누구인 선에 지 옛날 편바 누구인 선에 옛날 편면 편다. 예수리. 전일 자제자 편을라다.
So with that kind of development of, you know, the benefiting others in terms of, you know, in terms of the eliminating the suffering of others, not necessarily the help others in reality, but at least it can ensure that it would help you if you really reflect on it. So now, with regard to the third category, then, you know, it, you know, I mean, the now the question is how to listen to the such teachings or expound the teachings. Then the these third, the particular, the third categories of the Lamrim teachings that come into picture. So here the third category deals with the how the one should listen to or, you know, expound that particular teachings. So here in this context, it is all about our aspirations to embark in the teachings. So with regard to the categories, there are the four primary categories of the Lamrim teachings. The first being the presentation of the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that it is of noble origin. And the second being the showing the greatness of the teachings itself in order to engender the respect for the instructions. And the third being how to listen to and explain that teachings. And the fourth being how to lead the students with the actual instructions. So out of these four categories, the first three have already been covered. And the fourth one has the two parts, how to rely on the teachers, the root of the path, and the stages of how the students train their mind after they have relied on the teachers. So out of these two, the first one has already been discussed earlier, and the second one has another two, the first being an exhortation to take a full advantage of life or leisure and opportunity, and the second being how to take a full advantage of life or leisure and opportunity.
Right.
So now the how to take a full advantage of life or leisure and opportunity has the two parts. How to develop the sudden knowledge of the general presentation of the path. And the second being the actual way to take a full advantage of life or leisure and opportunity. And the second one has three parts, training the mind in stages of path, share with a person of small capacity. And the second being the training the mind in the stages of path, share with a person of medium capacity. And the third being the training the mind in stages of path, share with a person of the great capacity. Mm-hmm. I mean, so out of these three, the first one has... The training the mind in stages of path share with a person of small capacity has three parts. The actual training of thought for a person of the actual training of thought for a person of small capacity, And then second being the measure of the attitude of a person of small capacity. And then third being the clearing up the misconception concerning the attitude of the small person or the small capacity. And so out of these three, the first one has the two parts, the developing the state of mind that strive diligently for the sake of the future lives, and the second being the rely on the means for achieving the happiness in the next life.
Then jite shima de to tim basi de sache kono kono ko yendo wala da chen de jonda la ngosu chuche ge jin jin yo ma resa na.
So when you talk about the relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life, that particular means is, you know, that we're seeking is for the happiness in the next life. So if the one's concern is only limited to this lifetime alone, then there would be no need to seek for the means for achieving the happiness in the next life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we should do is we should seek for the means for achieving such a thing that would last for a very long period of time. You know, as far as this lifetime is concerned, it's obviously very relatively very short, you know. And then, if we spend our whole life just for acquiring things which is necessary for this lifetime alone, so this would not be that of the great benefits that we can really derive.
So
as far as this all the different categories is concerned, so it seems like it's taking a long time. But, now we are talking about the rely on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. So within that, the means, we can talk about the three main subdivisions, the training and going for refuge, the excellent door for entering the teachings, and the second being the developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all temporary happiness and the definite goodness. So out of these two, the first one, the training and going for refuge, the excellent door for entering the teaching, has the four parts, the courses of going for refuge, and based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge, then the way you go for refuge, then once you have gone for refuge, there's particular precepts that one needs to adopt. So out of these four, we have discussed on the first three, the courses of going for refuge, the based on that, the objects to which you go for refuge, then the way you go for refuge. So now we are discussing on the way you go for refuge. So here we have an English text, page number 187. So we have covered the passage that deals with the good qualities of the Buddhas in terms of the qualities of caring and the good qualities of enlightened activities and so forth have already been discussed. Now we are reached to the good qualities of the teachings, which is on the page
187. Maso peti hie de roshe de yang khotson de thengu mar ro yang khotson de hie ji jo sona yang ngaso thesu de shu ka ru de gonda alinge tes tes mon roshe de mosu sa mare la da
since I'm seeing some new faces today here so if I go quick then perhaps you know you may the some of the new those who are new may miss the main point that I have covered in the past. So if I elaborate in things in a very detail, you know, what chapters that we cover in the past, then it's going to take a long time. So, so I would rather go as usual.
된다 전에 가서 예배나로 남바 산제 바이나 아니 군초선라 아니 레와치고 그래 세게 아니 산제 군초 세이티 예대 가서 시에사래 다 주요 군초 세이티 예대 시에고 예사나다.
So here we are talking about the qualities of the objects of refuge as a Buddhist. So to be a Buddhist, it is extremely to recognize these three objects of refuge, which are the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So the particularly when you talk about the Buddha, there are the different qualities of the Buddhas. The qualities of the Buddhas, there are many... the different qualities. Now here we are talking about the qualities of the teaching, which is the Dharma.
So here we are talking about the qualities of the teaching, which is the Dharma.
So when we talk about the Buddha should not be understood in terms of some kind of the person which is not relevant to us, but rather, you know, that the qualities that we can really develop within one's mind. So with regard to the goal or the determination that we make, so even our the realm of the mundane concerns, you know, in order for the individuals to have the successful life, a person or one goes to the school and then later to the college and then make sure that you get the university or the college degree so that you would have the most stable job, you know. Likewise, in order for the individuals to be a happy and successful life, that we rely on or we take refuge in the three jewels. So this is. So I get.
That low in that is low. To a children in DNS to a better. Children in DNS. Sanjay like you, but Jensen is Sanjay in the entire, but Jen DNS. 타베제는 론도토비 추 고바다 난지 뎀바 뎀바스 추 뽐바다 옌데 주비 다니지 모두 시바다스 곰벌레 쇼와 오냐데 뎀바세데 추양다 디바레스 디바토로르치다.
Okay, now I'm going to read the good qualities of the teachings. Here it reads, once you have made respect for the Buddha, your primary cause, you should then recollect the teaching jewel as follows. The Buddha possesses limitless good qualities, all of which arose from meditating on and realizing both the verbal teachings and the teachings as they are put into practice. That is, he actualized the two cessations, thereby eliminating faults, and meditated on the two paths, thereby giving rise to good qualities. The compendium of the teachings on Dharma Samgiti says,
dibale che kan sa je jamde de teda ne yede ta ye pa me me ba te teda ne chule che ba chuju goke le shyo ba chuju chu ba chu da bo che ba chule shyo ma chuju shyu yi chule ton ba chuju chu ba te she sum be so she sum so so te ba do lo sha to
so it reads this Bhagavan Buddha possess infinite and limitless good quality. Such qualities are born from the teaching, from the proper practice of the teaching. The teaching creates and governs them. They arise from the teachings and are within the scope of the teachings. They depend upon the teachings, and the teaching produces them.
So with
regard to objects to which that we go for refuge, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, out of these three, the primary, the important thing is we should focus on the Dharma jewel or the teaching jewel.
So you will find a very philosophical
standpoints within the Buddhist philosophy, so all of which are derived out of the objects of refuge, particularly the teaching jewel or the Dharma jewel. So that is one of the reasons why His Holiness the Dalai Lama emphasizes on importance of there's a need for studying the Dharma jewel, the teaching jewel. Because the reason why the teaching jewel is so crucial is when we discuss with the different tenets, the philosophical standpoints, and the key element that enable us to describe things in the phenomena in the world is by means of the learning and the practicing the Dharma or the teaching jewel.
The corona no sodo as suggesting it's actually karel de ne chongwa sana ne chogon chole de ne chongwa.
The reason why the Buddha is believed to be the holy being is understood by his teachings or his doctrine.
Chu kun chu de karel de ne chongwa sana ne longi chu ro nyo ba le de ne to bi chu ra ji le je ba to bi chong go chu.
In terms of the chronological order, the chronological order of how important that we understand the teaching jewels, because if you trace whatever the experiential realization that we gained within the domain of our mind, whether it be the compassions or whatever, we develop that. The realized teachings, which is the base on the verbal teachings, and that in turn relies on the hearing and the contemplations of the teachings.
로 추근초세는 가르는 적적으로 살아야 되로와 가르선 추근초세는 가르는 적적으로 살아나 추근초세 되는 집바다 비타차 지라니 고데 살아그리로와 집바때는 유명해 이제 라치 라치지라 고데 살아 된뒤진 고데한테 터지지 터스집이 돈이도 비셔지라 얘는 랑데 살아 될 추근초살아 그리
Okay, so with regard to the teaching jewel or the Dharma jewel, so Dharma jewel should be understood in terms of the cessation of the suffering, which you know, which we can develop on the basis of our understanding the particular path that leads to that particular cessations. So what now? The question is now: what is that path? The path is should be understood in terms of the wisdom realizing emptiness of all phenomena and the persons, meaning that all understanding that all the phenomena and the persons are devoid of like intrinsic or inherent existence. So, of course, you know, how that we develop that, the wisdom realizing emptiness. So, if we trace the experiential realization of emptiness, must be based on our intellectual understanding of the wisdom that realizes the emptiness. And then that in turn rely on the first we should encounter with the teaching jewels. That is the one of the reason why the teaching jewel is so crucial or important.
So this is, you know,
and also you can look at this, how the chronological order of the one should develop the good qualities, such as like the wisdom realizing emptiness, how it is developed on the basis of, you know, the teachings. And you know that teachings jewel, you know, ultimately or essentially lead the individuals to obtain the state of enlightenment.
Also,
with regard to the causes and conditions that give rise to the state of Buddhahood, obviously the wisdom realizing emptiness is so crucial, but that alone cannot lead the individuals to be a Buddha, because they of course, you know, there are other things such as like the great compassion, or the bodhicitta, which is based on the great compassion as the method aspects. So, you know, with regard to the terminology that we use in Tibetan language, the wisdom realizing emptiness is said to be the mother, the perfection of wisdom. So, whatever there are the different the Arya beings, whether it be the Shravakas Arya beings, or the Pratyeka Buddha's Arya beings, or the Bodhisattva Arya beings, you know, there must be developed, you know, then must be come into existence on the basis of or the rely on the wisdom realizing emptiness. And the bodhicitta or the awakening mind is said to be the father. The reason why the bodhicitta or the awakened mind is said to be the father, because without the father of the bodhicitta or the awakened mind, that kid is said to be that of the Hinayana, or the lesser vehicle. You know, this is, you know, the understanding of the lineage that we can derive out of the common sense. You know, whether the individual being is, the traditionally speaking, you know, whether the individual is what kind of the lineage that they would belong to, really rely on what kind of the dad that you would have. So the traditionally speaking, if the father is from Mongolia and their kids is not said to be Tibetan, or if the father is a Tibetan, then their kids is not considered to be Mongolian. This is what it says in the text. This is asserted by both Lama Tsongkhapa and Kedubje.
It asserts as just one of the examples.
So when we talk about the great mother, here in this context, it refers to the great mother of the perfection of wisdom that cognizes the emptiness.
With
regard to the terminology that we use, even in the Tantrayana, the wisdom realizing emptiness is seen to be the female or the mother, and which is the wisdom aspect, and whereas the method aspect, such as the awakening mind or the bodhicitta, which is the great altruistic aspirations to attain the state of enlightenment, or the altruistic attitude, is seen to be the father. One should reflect on the reason why the Buddha is considered to be the holy being, you know, because you know it's the teaching is very reasonable and it's very holy. So this is how we should understand. You know, to see a Buddha, one must see his teachings, which is the doctrine of the Buddha.
Okay. 주바레 대이 주바레 살아서나 주의 변화 안 하고 지잖아. 네. 아니 지 타야 봐 주여 제어로. 거서. 주바 생겨. 주바 생겨. 주의 지잖아. 대 타야 봐 주인 지라. 대든 잡고 지 타야 봐 소인 지라. 주바 살아 그래라다.
Okay. Here you know we're talking with regard to the manifestations of the Buddha. What is meant by manifestations? Manifestation is to, you know, present oneself in a different form according to the needs of, you know, the disposition, according to the needs of other sentient beings in terms of helping them or, you know, assist them. And, you know, there are many diversity in the reality in the world. So that's why the manifestation is coming to it would come into picture.
변화가 죽으시지 단위 제거로.
Even you know when we talk about Nimanakaya, it's all about the manifestations.
얘네들 이렇게 가져온 데 너는 취지 주바 생긴지도 와. 네. 취지 주바 생긴 뒤기 고아든 데려고로. 변화 상제도 취지 주바 간대래. 견디도 취지 주바 간대래 세서나로. 취 변화 상추기 세다 해지 라지라 옆에 제시네 이제 제반다고 치러 이제 제바 패반다고 치.
So here I'm talking about the manifestations in terms of the manifestations of the teachings in the form of the Buddha or in the form of the community, the Sangha members.
가르쳐 볼 어찌지 동해지지 라고 멤버 차선은 곧 동해지 제시하는지 효바당 라마드 형으로 올라다 로 동해 첨부 예바들은 너무 두니 강인 라마드 제진도 와 그 수요 제바서는 동해지 제바로 드는 질러다 로 되는 것은 메센들로 강인 뭐 쉬고 체디 강인 그 수요 제바서는 강인 그 동해지 제바를 세지 지어로 예
아 so Ramaji was saying, like, you know, if you look at all the adversities and the calamities and the, you know, that exists in the world, it is all because of if you trace what particular cause that give rise to such a adversity and the calamities is, you know, the suffering that the individual experience. Mm-hmm.
성재기가 손을 가르치는 단다 제거했잖아. 이 주의 제지별로.
그래서.
성재기 단체 가르치했잖아. 주의 제지별했어. 담비 주의 제지별했어. 나는 리고. 담비 주의 주발했어. 나는 리고 언제다. 성재기가 손이 단다 제거로. 제거로. 성재기 단체 제거로. 수요 제지구로 규마 동에 쓰를 살아서나. 이 주열했어.
So. In order for the sufferings to be overcome or the adversities to be eliminated, obviously there are the Buddhas, you know, who would do it willingly and intentionally, deliberately. So if you trace what propels the Buddha to engage in such activities that assist the living beings who are in the suffering is the teaching or the Dharma that you know the Buddha has adopted.
Mm-hmm. 근데 상제 생에 대해 코로기 장신지 유신의 가르를 로 돈이 또 왜 시기 안나 대화체 명안나 주려라다 상제 생에 대해 주든 뭐 대화체 아니 대기 마세지기 대화체살라 넘버 때에 배우게 될 주바살라 그랬었나다.
So now the question is how the Buddha come into the world to assist the living beings you know who suffer from the suffering at very different levels. And if you trace, then the Buddha would manifest in such a way, in a very different forms. The ordinary form, it could be many different things. Usually we recognize as the Nimanakaya. Nimanakaya, right? And Nimanakaya, it's the manifestations of the embodiment of the Buddha. Then, which is... Which could be derived out of Sambhogakaya, which we call it Lungu in Tibetan term.
오늘 전에 쭉쭉 세게 다니죠. 쭉 생이 성화지나 아니 지 변화 주법부 되니 이제 무엇을 통해 이제 피지지 선진되는 그거 면나 로아 고소 변화로아 我出去别那，甚至来东北啊，都是去上街去比高啊，没比高点了。你上街偷了七八银子呢，留下点的地，看都没把了点呢。你点了短信人去当一回得了，主要是哪个去
？So here I'm talking about the manifestations in the context of the Nimanakaya. Here, the manifestation is you know present by the Buddha. In order to suit the needs of the mental dispositions of the ordinary being, where there's no capacity to see the Buddha in person.
我说一讲到那，是吧？那就我这现在嘛，现在是吧？就我那这些叫的，过来呢，这些过来，现在这些过来是哪的？
So in terms of the introductions of the teachings or the Dharma, which is taught by the Buddha, you know, it should be done on the basis of the teaching or the Dharma jewel.
这里判断的变得一当主心点的这些罗，变得破主心点的这些罗的去，叫我八道主心点的这些，接下来说呢，我那讲呢，这个嘛些呢，大的这个嘛的罗，罗。人家我呢去，过去说一国外有比多呢，人家一生一六年轻松呢，你一当一六千点的人，你八多一六千点的人，你三七节啥的年把银点的人才老说呢，你过生意的点把就吃个了，点把都看上的去了。
So, the teaching jewel is the reason why the teaching jewel is so important. So, whatever the, you know, the exalted qualities that we adopt.Whether it be the meditational deity that you visualize, or whether it be whether it be the adopting some sort of the pardo is intermediate state, the realizations that we can gain in the intermediate state of pardo, it's all the base on.And the one's understanding, the very firm understanding of the three jewels. So unless the one is able to meditate over again and again of the good qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, there's no way to develop the all other qualities. It would be very hard to be the real Buddhist unless you really have the very influence on the individual's mind by reflect on the qualities of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha.
当个是卡通流行的，他去工作生意的罗，你去工作生意的，对你经营也说呢，你罗，给你变成去工作用，看得见的用过的时候呢，变成多的面不做呢，要钱用也不急，我说我比你知道了的，来东北。
So now I will go continuously go with the teachings. So as far as the good qualities of the teaching is concerned, it's all about abandoning the negative actions.
아니나좀단타벌레때야와되면용두어정정용되게가르치는용벌했을라다
Now the question is what could be the reason why that we are not in a state where it is satisfactory.
我说多少种种用神呢？就那种关系个嘛，对吧？关键我说一，开始某个开始电话用神那样，真正的电话的电波就是明显，我说我比你是弱了的。
And that happiness and the pleasure that we experience in our day-to-day lifetime is very momentary.
Ani yenda pa yushuro ani mga sundi no le chono gasho kari yin salo sona ro nga gasho de de yin se ne kechi ji korong yi la pa ne te da ro ku yi de le gansang long xue sona ko le ma ga ni cha ro bu la da ke ga le ta de go se sona nga su ji de wa dan zhen de 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 me ba chi se bu cha go ra da.
So as far as the happiness that we are experiencing and we are looking for in this life, the majority of the people, you know, they tend to perceive the happiness or the pleasure is something that is in the nature of disintegrating momentarily, and you may find some particular object that you may find very pleasurable, and you may consider as something that is the source of your happiness. But when you probe into that in detail, you know, then you will find its nature is, in the transient nature, you know, which turns into something that is unsatisfactoriness later.
So, if you are a tiny teacher, you are a tiny teacher, you are a tiny neko kanye chi sena kanye de le chobi ro me ndo chi so bare ma do ko de wa sini be jin ma re sa la.
So these kind of happiness and the mundane understanding of the pleasure that we experience is not seen from the Buddhist perspective as something that is really happiness, something that is a long lasting happiness.
Dewa do dhungye se yate shepa chile ngon zichakuro, tsuwa chile ngon zichakuro.
So generally speaking, the happiness is something that is feeling, the pleasurable feeling.
Ani tsuwa dedu se kalyo yungu do tan yung deruwa, bena chabi negosala, zhuyo le suna tsuwa dewa le gusi. Sabi negosala dhungye le suna tsuwa yana yaha dewa le gusi. Tintu yi dhungye chumbi chile chowbi. How tematatela ani dedu ne chi kesi shegro ma to seni ba jinyo ma resa.
So as far as the mundane understanding of the happiness is concerned, the ordinary people tend to perceive as happiness, for instance, like when you are really cold, then you put the heat on, then there's some kind of satisfaction, you know, it's kind of pleasure, as you know that that is really momentary.
Nāngā sōki tīndrīki dewā te kāndrītsē gōrī rō, dewā rē sē te kāndrītsē gōrī, dewā kārī rē sālā sō na, tō sēnjī dewā rō gōrī rātā, sēndē. Rō tānā ngā sō mōchī wā te līchī dēdū kōrō tō rō dēr rātā, sēndē yī dēdū tē.
So as far as the mundane understanding, or the ordinary understanding of the pleasurable sensations or the happiness is concerned, obviously it is very kind of conditioned. It is conditioned in terms of the relying on the exterior phenomena. Okay. So while we are talking about the happiness that we aspire to seek from the Buddhist perspective, is that it is not something that, you know, it is conditioned, relying on some exterior material facilities, but rather as the happiness that can derive out of very solid and concrete understanding of whatever the reality out there at the conventional level as well as the ultimate level.
Dijunga soki dewa seni ba de yo mare da ta chi jana ro lu ji dewa ji sen ji dewa se ba sen ji dewa de yi ji dewa ni bo de on cha de yi ji dewa de on cha wa yo ra da. Dijunga so ta chi jana ro lu ji dewa da yi ji dewa ni bo de yi de on cha wa yo ra.
So generally the traditional understanding of the happiness is tends to perceive something that is the pleasurable sensation that we experience at the level of the physical, the body or the physical thing. But here, the happiness that we are talking about from the point of view of the Buddhists as an objective that we try to pursue try to attain is really based on the mental continuum.
nga so yi tanda de da ji che tu go ma re nga so la yi de sin ni ba de yo ma ro wa da na nga so yi ji de wa se le na ma de na ni zu pi si ro wa zu pi ji tsua de du yi te ne ni li ji so yi ji tsua de du ko ro la ji che se che se ma do ro wa yi ji de wa yi li ji de wa de sin ji ne tu ma re dong ye sin ji ne tu ye da na nga so le yo ma re la da yi ji de wa sin ji ba le ba la gang jo ne de wa le ge la da le dong ka tu xi na
So in terms of what would more important, the sensory pleasure or the happiness that we derive out of having a contact with the exterior objects, or the mental happiness that which we can develop out of the meditating. So, you know, as far as the physical appearance, physical pleasurable sensation is concerned, obviously it has no, there are a certain degree, you know, which we can really derive some kind of mental happiness out of the sensorable pleasure that we may experience. But, you know, this physical sensory pleasure cannot really supersede if our mind is distracted by or overwhelmed by some sort of the great affliction, such as like a strong hatred. But whereas if you have developed the very happiness based on the understanding of what the reality is, the inner world as well as the external world, based on the Buddhist understanding, then it has the capacity to supersede the sensory pleasure, or the sensory suffering or the painful sensation.
So, then, Roa, true country in the Shiva, so, then, Demba Zigon. Shiva in a suki, you didn't rather to devoy it, Roa, call and devoy it. You will be Demba Zeti, you will be necessitating a patient.
So now you may wonder what reality, the understanding of which. Should be the base on deriving the mental happiness. And here we find the Four Noble Truths, the basic framework of the Buddhist teachings. They are. Actually, you know, we will come to this topic later.
So
here we read the good qualities of the spiritual community. Chief among the members of the community are those persons who are noble beings. Think of them in light of their mindfulness of good qualities of the teaching and their proper practice of it and the compendium of the teachings. Think, the community teaches the teaching, practices it, and it reflects on it. It is the teaching's pair.
Here
it reads, I think the community teaches the teaching and practices it and it reflects on it. It is the teaching's peer. It upholds the teaching, entrusts itself to the teaching, worships the teachings, and conducts itself according to the teachings. It has the teaching as its sphere of activity and is the most excellent practitioner of the teaching. It is naturally honest and pure. It is endowed with the quality of compassion and has great compassion. It always has solitude. as its field of activity, is always absorbed in the teachings and always practices virtue.
겐디 컨셔스에는 간지질로 고고르스는 아니 조 파비 강사로 고고르스도 와서라다.
So here what it asserts is how we should understand the community, the spiritual community. It should be understood in terms of the aya beings.
아니 파파스에 대해 이미 간다 그랬잖아. 로 돈이 무슨도 또바 또바도 돈이 가능이나 파파차로 그래. 대마도 파바예 말해로. 파바 이미세도 돈이 두벌로 다 그러면 돈이 무슨도 못을 다 그러면도 야 사실 생각해 제야 말해라다.
지단이 Now, what is the demarcation between whether individual is the aya being or non-aya being? The demarcation is made on the basis of whether or not the individuals realizes or have adopted the wisdom realizing emptiness.
지난 영 시간에 변한 뉴아르부터 시나 아니 변한 겐디지라 로아 겐디지지 문제한테 요라다 다나가 수정 코너 지 차는 시위디 겐디 컨조세디 파비 가자랑에 받아 고거서라
so with regard to understanding of the aya beings there are the different understanding so according to the you know the monastic discipline the aya being the one the single aya being The four, the ordinary, the monks are considered to be the equivalent to the one aya being in terms of the spiritual realizations and the experiential level, both experiential level as well as the intellectual understanding. So, in general speaking, the aya being is should be understood in terms of. The spiritual community is understood in terms of the aya beings.
텔레파피 근디다 세기만다. 로 맞아 누가 이 종의 시유디 근디스라 유디 가사싱에 받아 상거했지.
Yeah, I mean the sangha member, you know, when you talk about the sangha, the four ordinary the monks or nuns would be equivalent to the one pure sangha member.
아니 대응은 속에 저유디 콜라 간지치 탱그르로네 근데 간지치 탱그르세요네 아니 된지기 추추진데 중에 파비 가자지나 겐디 컨셔스에 라니게 로 진사기 가자데 된지는 진거스도 안 되나 그래서 로 라니게 겐디 컨셔스에 간지치는 것이 제거스라요디 추추진데 중에 아니 파비 가자잖아요 겐디 컨셔스 예아세지 응은지사지 거로
Now, the how we should understand whether he or she is a Sangha member. The Sangha member should be understood in terms of the individual who really implement the intellectual understanding into the daily practices purely without any flaw.
근데 딘디기 파비 강사 생이 차서 나가 손나 이게 지 사야 통해도 교환도 소화를 받던 걸 땡고 말했어라다.
So, once you have become a Sangha, real Sangha member, then obviously at that level, you wouldn't really concern, you wouldn't have the mundane concerns for at the gross level, such as like the name, the fame, and you know the all the amenities that one would concern for.
오늘 드리지 가요인 잠들이는 열에서 나왔었나?
So now the question is, do you really find such a person in the world today?
신드는 꼰지로 로 가사 퀴즈를 돈이 무슨 두 별로 예매돼 내가 간다고 그래.
Then you know, obviously, it is understood to be something that is obscure, because we cannot really judge. Individuals, persons, whether he or she has the experiential realizations of emptiness and deep down there, it would be hard to judge
other individuals. And
of course, you know, it is also obvious. I mean, it is very obscure to the individuals to judge what really person the next to you is really going on in their mind or experiencing.
드는 인자는 그냥 배치지라고 이러 아니 집부 담바 배나 강사 강사 생이 되지 지기 최소 거 말이스 집부 담바 강에 하고 그 말이 아니 대윤의 매동이에서 그러와 아니 랭에 바사 그리 자바치 소말스라다
So since it is very concealed to understand you know to understand or to recognize the real higher being then it is extremely too important to not to denigrate other persons you know here the analogy is given to you may not understand if there is a the fire under the fire under the dust you know the fire which is the cover with the dust so by looking at the dust you cannot really feel if there is a fire down there
oh, yeah.
so this is asserted by Dhammakipis the pramana vadika karika
chidan dono la yero sanje jinga tanga ro chu zo khosa ka zo chu zo ma se de nyang ba che ta re se de ne yo ba sanje nam phen si ma do ani khosa chi ba che ga ye ha ko bu ma re es ani chi za ba che go re le ang ba sa go re se na lo ja na yo ro sanje ya
of course that the quotation that you find in the the Dhammakiti is the pramana vadika karika was originally it's derived out of the sutra the Buddha sutra where it says that the person like I would know or understand you know such and such persons whereas the ordinary people would not really cognize what that person is in real nature so therefore it is really crucial from the Buddhist point of view to not to denigrate others
주단에 가서 집어지 예매를 마다하기로
not to denigrate others the reason why we should be very cautious about not to denigrate others would be if you encounter with a higher being then there's an understanding that if you criticize or denigrate or if you harm others those are higher being then that your karmic imprints would be you know you would go in hell realm
지난에 그나 가담바 남아서 요로장나 시위대로 가사 치바치 외면을 맞다바 뒤진의 라니기 센터로 장례 매 받침하던 로야면 생이 생이라지도 그거스 로 라니례 매바 장이 월한 종이 주주마도 매상이지 따와도 그거스 와야지 이제는 그 규제 그거스
As the Kadamba masters always reminds that when we encounter with individuals, we should always view. We should always view. It is the only stream or the river that is, you know, is lower than you. And other than that, we should really perceive or conceive of others as some the higher than you.
Mm-hmm. 그치기 로장은 로토나로와 야지 옛날 단어서 개체마도나 메시지 라니 이 선박이 좋아데 데두다다 데그레라 아니 지 가서 보다 옛날 규셔다 된바 라니 야보 차고 그러다 된리기 라니 도선
So of course you know by viewing others higher than you in terms of the in terms of the you know in terms of qualities not necessarily to be something that is the objective reality, but what it would help you or the benefit would be, you know, it would conform with, you know, its spirituality as well as the mundane understanding of respecting others.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we should view others as the superior than you yourself is the primarily because we all want happiness. Mm-hmm. This is how the one way of you know derive the happiness and the real joy.
gendu kunjo se de ngonje de ha kwa song ala da ro
so what we are talking about here is we are talking about the understanding of sangha members in general
ani ku de yi le ka kar che go le sa la yin de ro ani chu song go le sa
now the what the sangha members would do the sangha members would you know learn the Buddhist teachings and implement their in their daily practices and then expound the teachings to others that's what the sangha members would do
chu song ba ani rani yin hale cha ba rani yi chu gang ja ba
so this is what the sangha members would do as in their daily life you know they learn the teachings and they practice it contemplate and then they put their intellectual understanding into daily practices and that they share their knowledge with others
kim tu ji san san de le ge song na ro je chu ma do ye ma le ro je chu ma do ye ma le nyo ye de wa ma do ye ma le ro wa kim tu ji pe na pa bi ga sa sing san san de le le so na ne ra ni le de wa ji da je chu ma do ye ma le chuesne jenena tibe tiba chenbe khasa yena jene chegure temina rani khaje tumani je nyang nyang ba sa de ro ro temin chi
so if you are in the level of the sangha members the particularly the higher being then what you know what would really dominate you in the domain of your mind is only think about you know contemplating on the what the reality is and you know try to develop the understanding of the Dharma and the implement into the practices and you wish or to aspire you know such understanding may this understanding prevail on other beings so that they can derive the happiness as well as the you do experience
you know ni do a pen ni ji che chen da ni ji da den ba sing ni do yang ko so pe chen lo nge na yang ti ni ka re chen la wa se to ba sa si yu re ro pe na ni ji sen ni yu re ro ni ji la 근데 존대 진행제 때 존대 진행제 세벌로 아니 타입의 선제 타지 있는 게 말에 동해 때 되나 제 말로 생이 로지 용어
Okay so the one of the great qualities that great qualities of the Buddha or whether it be the sangha members is that the great compassion so when we talk about the compassion there's an understanding of the two different levels. At the first level, the compassion should be understood in terms of the wish to liberate others from suffering. So when you have exalted the kind of the wish to free others from the suffering, into the more higher level, then it becomes the responsibility that you take it upon your shoulder that I will be the one that who, you know, who liberate others from the suffering. So as far as the great compassion, I mean, compassion is concerned, then even there is an understanding that individuals who practice the Hinayana practitioner, you know, they have the compassion, the great compassion that we're talking about here.
내가 가서 예선도 동의지나 이제 첨부선은 가는 미시 거제 동해진지 선제의 나치디시에는 때 동해텔라 제로 제나상이 유로다 피제 용초 초고로 올라다 템메라 딱 이해 적용해서 코드는 받아 요말이다 자세자 요말
So I'm not really sure about the great compassion that the Hinayana practitioner have, but as far as the wish for liberating others is concerned, you know, we are sure that the Hinayana practitioner could have that.
Yang ngasu ye pena lo jang yitne kese shen ro ni je ranji le ma je bin haro ta la yin ta nya ga ani ta nya ye je sa la shan ba shan bi je sa yin ti je sa ni je je gong yin na yang 페이지 테메를 가 버렸어라다.
그래서
여러분 변동가서 전제 명가 등 로장을 지혜 주로. 现在，同步升级，升级团队当年变成当年级老将，两年把手记了大把那些个当年级，变成年级以后了，当年红的照顾，个人经验呢，也让这里年级用卡布来是老少。
So now the as far as the chronological order of how the individuals develop the compassion, compassion is concerned, as far as the understanding of the developing the compassion, you know, it should be taking place on the basis of developing the state of neutrality among one and another. So as far as this chronological order is concerned, that even So it would be as far as this the understanding of the chronological order is concerned, then it would be hard for those who are the Shravakas and the Pratika Buddhas.
嗯，变成说，因为一些想把生意做了咯，所以说，他们前面都问你，我说，他阿里家去了，那你去，当我那看着个人生呢，团队去跟学生不一样，对对对对，你去干啥？因为对对对，你去去，因为对对对，你去上街生意去，我那团队干啥？七八七九元呢？那我那俺团队去，因为他俺爸的结果都是落下过不了的，对吧？俺说了，让你来干就来过不了。
So we will discuss these kind of issues later on. As we go by in the next chapters, probably. Now, what the crucial thing that we should develop and remind oneself of all the time is one should really contemplate on the qualities of the Buddha, you know, frequently, more over and over, so that your mind stream is familiar with that kind of quality. Thereby, you know, you would enable you to wish for that kind of the state of enlightenment for the sake of benefiting the all living beings.
Number 3 ba singe de ja cha ja ni te son le ke ge se do ke sa ka ri na to ba sa ne ni che ba cha da sa la da rani rani to ba sa ne rani rani le to a to ne ro
So now you may wonder why is it so crucial for going for refuge to the objects, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, these three objects. You know, you should ask yourself, you know, with a reason. Okay, I'll take one question.
Just had a quick question. You had once previously you had mentioned that in the evenings we should recite the Vajrasattva mantra 21 times. Do you have a very simple visualization to accompany the recitation?
Rinpoche ngoma dineji kape songs. Doji senbi chigyoro na tanya chwa. Di tema nisaji nima rere changure songs rastra. And then the, what visualization or what?
Oh,
Yeah, I would really recommend if you are able to visualize whatever the meditational deity, the mantra which that you recite in your daily practices, as a meditational deity in front of you, and from the heart of which that the light that radiates towards your heart, and it dissolves into your heart, then it purifies all the negativities and obstacles that you may have in your life. And then, you can visualize the yellow light that radiates from the heart, and then it really prolongs your life, and the progress, the collections of merits and knowledges and so forth.
디니는 채널에서 강조한 예지 미지로 동부 알랭하 마당관은 하여튼 뉴지 나가는 것을 태워봤지 디지 투가 되는 다이 된들 아니 예자기 하지 권내야지 증화 당자도 내미 소리지 들었지 뉴스 세바 투투 소리지로 사바사장 예비 소리지 뉴지 미바치는 강한 저 투투 최소 까마 가시 대 투투 되나 아니 스마트 대차례로
In general speaking, when you recite the mantra, the meditational deity of which that you are doing it, it's good to visualize that particular meditational deity that you are practicing. The heart of which that the meditational deity. You should visualize the meditational deity as sitting on the top of the moon, and then through their hearts it radiates. Whatever the syllables that appears, whether it's om, hum, or whatever.
Tanda ija ro, ija ina, ija de rang ha kan de so na. Ro, tanda ku doje samba yin so na, ija, mani yin so na, shinre zi mi yin so na, mani, ji le on de, kaji yin de rang rang yin ha de kwa so kuri.
Yeah. So, it varies, depending on whatever the meditational deity that you are meditating on. Whether it be the Bodhisattva, Jnanasik, or any other meditational deity.
当然这些人很好解的了，对他们没办法，当然把这个爱意，你说，就得这对差事，你，工作上生意，你，就忙弄完定的，就要把这个没事能够当然把它拉巴的。So
now with regard to the dedication that we should do. Just reflecting oneself, the reason why we still remain in the samsara, where there's a pervasive unsatisfactoriness, is due to unable to encounter with such teachings.
当年等这些，你将来工作上升，然后打发就业吧些，电影可能有吧，万一把等这些阿拉退休吧的些送，我们伢打，因为你话说。
And particularly the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, the three objects of the refuge as a Buddhist. The reason why that we are still in the samsara is we haven't encountered the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. So now, today, we have encountered with the teachings by which that we can develop the understanding of what the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sanghas are. So with the recognition or understanding of what the qualities of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha there are, one should really make a prayer, the aspirational prayer, that may I be able to attain that state of enlightenment, the quality of the Buddha, which I have realized today, that something that is the transferable, and something that can be developable within yourself, then make an aspirational prayer that may I be attain the state of enlightenment for the benefits of all living beings.
Yeah. 君君所别给我的，天堂着我君老公别当，且把君尊罗上着我也，天边天波人都随心有。
Yeah, well.